Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Canline Tuesday. Petey Max with us.
Yo.
I want to thank Dr. Mina. You missed it. Check out the podcast. She's always great. Always scolds us. Crack is worse than cocaine. We knew that, but she had to confirm that for us. Both bad. One is worse.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. I kind of got lost there. Yeah.
Now, I don't think she conducted any experiments or anything.
No.
She just read and came up with that conclusion. Right.
It was on this date in 1995, a Michelle Bachmann birthday. At the age of 31, we lost NWA rapper Eazy-E.
Happy birthday!
Dying from complications related to the AIDS.
Yeah, he had a hell of a life, man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's heard the story. I mean, you've all seen the...
I watched it, yeah. I liked it. It was a great biopic.
They said he couldn't put a sentence together enough when he was in the booth like Dre on the original stuff. He seamed it all together.
Well, they just made him rap. I watched the video. They said, you're going to do this. You do it.
Line after line. So you hear a whole song. Boys in the Hood is the one
but
that
they
say. But
how do you do it live?
He would just get on a track. Okay, the boys in the hood is always hard. Like,
I know, but how good? They did perform live.
Eventually, so. But the comfort in level the early, they just had to take five words, and then Dre seemed it all together make a song.
It's Puss put together a commercial song.
I sympathize with Dr. Dre.
You am them.
I feel his pain.
Hold it. We are at 10:15. If I could do those voiceovers at around 8 in the morning, I could do it for you.
Sure.
10:15, me and Todd are shot.
Fatigued.
Yeah.
It's post-show dyslexia kicking in. The words just don't look right on the page.
They don't. They don't, man.
Out loud reading's tough.
Out loud reading's tough at 10:15 in the morning.
No, if we want to put on a real Eazy-E performance for him, we could.
Not 10:15.
Yeah.
At 8 in the morning, I could. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's near as bad as Eazy-E.
No, it's not.
We could make his
job
a lot more difficult.
It's day-to-day.
Neither one of us is on at the same time. One of us is off on any given day.
Generally.
Yeah, I was off yesterday.
Yesterday was you.
Yeah, I was off yesterday. I lost interest in the backswing.
Yeah.
You lost interest lining up at the ball.
Well, the first day back from work after vacation, I'm gonna give myself a break for that.
You lost interest putting the tee in the ground. There was no...
Screw it, we'll do it live.
He didn't even take his clubs out of the trunk.
No.
Standing in the parking lot. I don't know, guys. I don't want to play.
Some of those words are hard to pronounce. Like Tuesday.
Still got his flip-flops on.
Tuesday.
The sad news that we're going to have to deal with.
Or you're going to have to deal with it. I don't have to.
You do have to deal with it. Yes, you do.
You're dealing with it.
Not my team.
Yeah. No. Justin Bieber.
Oh, no.
Petey is taking a break from music.
That's a bummer. Yeah. He likes that crap.
Yeah,
he's taking a break from music until he feels like musicking again.
Man.
Well, he has been taking a break.
What am I going to do for music?
Listen to music.
Yeah, with some other music.
Everything else, okay.
He says he wants to take time to repair some of the deep-rooted issue he has so that he does not fall apart, so that he can sustain his marriage and be the father he wants to be.
Is he a dad?
As in singular?
Is he a dad?
Not aware of that one.
No, but
you said deep-seated issue, meaning he only has one.
Then I misspoke because here it says issues.
Issues.
Yes.
Generally, people have issues.
Yeah, if you've only got one, you're ahead of the game.
The dude has some issues, and the money didn't, he got rich real young. The T.J. Miller story was amazing, I thought, when T.J. Miller's backstage with him and felt like the kid was lonely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, don't leave. It was an after party.
Yeah,
it was
like, hang out, man.
I know.
Yeah.
So that part's kind of tough. Money can't buy everything.
Hope he gets better.
He says nothing comes before his family and his health. He also assured everyone that he will release a new album as soon as possible.
You looked at Petey.
Take your time.
Yeah. Take your time, Biebs. You know what I mean? Like come,
all
come
of it.
Correct.
Like, take all the time.
Oh.
All the time you need.
Yeah, please. Make it good.
Push that back into your 80s.
This is what makes good music. Issues in life, right? Some guys can't overcome it.
No, some people just have issues.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm looking at a room full of people, and none of them have produced great music.
Well, not yet.
No, maybe. Not yet.
It's a dream.
Not yet.
There's still time, Todd. Still time.
Well, maybe not put it down on...
in my head, I'm like,
yeah,
some great music. Right,
tape or something. Yeah. But holy cow, the soundtrack in my head is rocking.
Me too. My mind too.
Man. It's everybody else's music, but you know.
Rocking. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Apparently a Verizon worker is suspended from his job because he saved a stranded cat on a utility pole.
I saw this video this morning.
Why? You can't do that?
Well, he used his bucket truck to save a cat that was clinging to a utility pole.
That's a fireman's job.
Well, he was there.
I know. Good for him.
He was already there.
Good for him.
Yeah, but his truck and that and the related equipment are not to be used in the area that he was operating, especially around the electrical wires that were all over.
Yeah, I got it. He's put himself in danger.
He's putting himself in danger.
He ignored safety
protocols.
More
importantly, he's putting the truck in danger.
Then how about
more importantly, yeah.
How about a scolding and don't do it again? Your heart was in the right place.
He's suspended.
Okay.
And people are raising money to compensate him for being a hero.
Well, I don't know about a hero.
Oh, he's a hero.
He saved a cat. I
suspected this would be one of those fake news stories where he just put the cat up there, and later on somebody came by with some video and showed him rescuing the cat, when in fact it was all staged. Because everything's staged now.
Everything is.
The cat's owners have any comment?
Right.
I think they're the ones organizing the GoFundMe.
Probably
aren't
should
they,
thank me.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they said?
Thank you for the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're Verizon, why don't you just take the good PR and behind the scenes go, hey, you know.
Don't do it again.
This time, fine, but next time, don't do that.
Right.
A survey of 2,000 Americans split evenly between self-identified early birds and night owls.
I hate that. I don't think I'm either one. I'm definitely not an early bird, although we just do this because we have to. People ask me, "Hey, I'm not a morning person. I couldn't do that." Well, I'm not either.
No,
ideally,
and I do it,
and I manage,
and I do it.
Like last week on vacation with nothing, no restrict. I got up around 7. I
got out of bed around 9.
No, I got up at 7.
I got up around 7
and went to bed around 10, 10:30.
Oh, I still do that because my body's burned out. Right,
but that doesn't seem I don't think you wouldn't be called a night owl or an early bird at that point, would you?
No, you're not. That's just regular day. I wish I was a night owl for years because I could be because I worked late and I partied late.
I got something going on, then I will get up. Like, I have this job, so I have to get up early.
That's it.
Yeah, I have an 8 o'clock tea time. I'll get up for that.
Yeah.
We're going to go skiing. The chair goes about 8:30 in the morning. I get up for that. Otherwise, I'm going to sleep in.
I don't think any one of us is a morning person. Because none of us walk in there and go, hey, what's up?
Depends on how long my jog was.
We turn the mics on and we start talking. But believe me, off the air, it's like...
Okay, but we have odd schedules.
Yeah, ours is totally different.
So this doesn't count towards the science.
You should hear...
But I don't know what my nature is because it's always gone with my line of work. When I worked from 7 to midnight, it would take me a long time to wind down. I wouldn't go to bed till probably 3, 4 in the morning. You know, I also worked overnights. I've never worked a regular shift.
They do a sequence, and this isn't giving anything away because the whole movie is really cool, but they do a sequence in the dirt where Tommy Lee describes his days when they were on tour or the Dr. Feelgood, the Girls tour, excuse me, 87. And what they did, what he did, they'd be, he goes on stage. His alarm in his hotel room goes off at, the phone rings at 5 o'clock in the evening. Now, I'll describe his day here. This is what he did in the whole tour. 5 o'clock in the evening, He answers the phone in his hotel room. He doesn't know what he did. He woke up. It's messed up. Everything's messed up. Drugs, chicks, whatever, blah, 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 on any given day. Then he'd go to the arena around 7:30, and everybody be backstage partying. He'd party for a while, get primed. Show starts at 9:30. He'd play the show. They hop on their private jet and fly to the next city. And they got to the cities at 4 in the morning. They went to the local strip clubs that were still open. They went to big cities. Wow. He partied all morning Uh-oh. Long. Todd's got to poop.
I thought he was giving. He was like, oh, the baby's coming.
He must have to go. Wow. So then, is he okay? Is that appendix bursting or is it a poop? Todd walked out. That must have happened real quick. Because I've done
it. He was smiling, so well, good. I'm guessing that's all, it's poop, that's all, not all. Pain.
Okay, good.
Maybe poop pain.
So then he goes, they land in the hotel, they land somewhere, and they go to strip clubs, and they close the strip club at 6 in the morning. Then they go back, and then he drinks more, and the whole hotel passes out 5 o'clock, same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they're in their mid-20s at the time.
Yeah, you can do that.
You could do that.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
That's an amazing schedule.
Yo. Yeah.
That's not early bird.
No. What is that? I don't know what that, do you call that one?
That's yeah. rock star.
And they describe it when you watch the movie. It's really, really cool how it happens.
He's not on the floor in the hallway dead, so I'm assuming he had to go to the bathroom.
He was holding his belly walking out of here, man. I didn't see
he was
his
smiling,
face.
Though. Yeah, he was smiling, yeah. So I don't think it was his appendix.
That came on quick.
I saw, I saw him push back from the desk, but I just thought he wasn't really interested in what you were saying. But no,
I don't smell a trail.
Yeah, I saw him push back, too. I'm thinking, screw you. And then he gets up to poop.
No, it probably would have been too dangerous to leave a trail.
Yeah. I'm glad. When you're holding your belly, you know it's a painful poop coming out.
Yeah, he might not make it back. We might have to send in a search party.
Well, we got time to the next break. We can do the bit. Go check on him, puss.
No.
He's just
face first.
We are wonderful friends.
Stick your face in there. See what's
He'll
up.
He'll be back. He's fine.
I got to get the fart sound effect ready to go when he gets back.
Yeah, they may. They may not encompass.
It's like
every,
playing a dripping water when somebody's got to really pee. You know, I'm gonna do that with him.
Oh man. Yeah, it might be too late
because we're not. No, he might come back. It might be part two coming up sometime.
So you know, that's possible.
That's totally possible. You know. He's got time. Tell him he's got 20-some minutes. No, don't cut it off.
Finish the job?
Yes.
Survey of 2,000 Americans split evenly between self-identified.
Right.
That's how you figure it out. Whatever people say they are. Early birds and night owls.
I'm an afternoon guy. I'm at my peak between 4 and 7.
You sure it's not 4 and
happy
6?
Hour. Well, happy hour. Happy hour.
I think all bands should be at bars between 4 and 7 every day. I'm serious. Everything should be revolved around our schedule now.
I'll give you that.
I'm a day 4 to 7. Let's start the band. Let's go watch 3 sets.
All right, where were we?
That was fast.
Yeah, it came out quickly.
Man, are you okay?
Yeah, it just came on.
I know, obviously. You didn't even
very quickly.
Yeah, usually talk
about the time we cracked the microphones.
Yeah, I did.
My stomach started twisting. You know, it cramps up.
Yeah, and then you realize there was a squirter coming out.
And then I would look at the clock, and it was going backwards.
Were you starting to sweat?
I was. I broke into the
poop sweats.
Cold sweat.
Poop sweats.
And I said, nah, I ain't going to last another 10 minutes.
No. You wouldn't have made it. No.
You were smiling on your way out, or else we'd have thought you were, like, hurt or something.
Yeah, I was worried about you for a second. I thought you burst an appendix or something like that. But Petey said you were smiling on the way out. Like, follow me.
Holding his belly. Come along.
Follow me. This is going to feel good.
And for you, was it sloppy? Sloppy?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured that out.
In the urinal again, or
no?
Did you use the toilet this time? It's right next to you. What if it had been occupied?
Oh man,
we have a company with a one hopper.
Yeah,
our landlords have a one hopper. Yeah. With a room full of a zillion men.
I have been
there.
In that situation before, where
had to rob the other pooper.
Maybe not quite as urgent as it was just then. But I've walked in. I'm cramping up a little bit. Yeah. Hopper's full.
Yep.
Got to go to the next one. Oh, that hopper's full too. Full.
There are three poopers.
That was the time Petey escorted me into the TV newsroom.
Secret stash.
Once again, there's only three poopers.
I destroyed that place.
Three full service poopers.
Fact.
In a building with a zillion dudes.
Fact. And sometimes
it's got to be illegal.
Sometimes there's soap.
It's got to be illegal.
Yeah. Sometimes there's soap.
Well, what if you would? Would you made down to the other one if you walked in there and somebody's in there? Some loafers are in there. Just,
I would have made it. Yeah,
urinal.
We go check on Todd. He's coming back in from outside.
Burger King calls. Right. Hey, dude, pull your pants up.
I may have been crawling, but I would have made it. Yeah.
All right. Good for you. That's a bad feeling, but you can leave. We've all done it before. It's been a while though.
Yeah. You were the last one.
I was the last one. That's been years, though. But I remember
a couple, three years ago,
I took off one down there. I said,
but since you were running the controls, we actually had to take a break. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember that. And it really screwed up the audience.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, like I remember. 41 I, or something
right.
like that.
I sent us to break and just went and pooped.
I'm out.
I did.
Talking about poop, y'all.
So early risers and night owls.
Yeah, we got that. 50%.
A survey of 2,000 Americans split evenly between self-identified early birds and night owls.
This is where this started here.
Found that early birds have more sex per week on average than their late night counterparts. Night owls were found to be shy and sarcastic. More likely to use Instagram and to believe in ghosts and cryptids.
I don't get. I still don't get this because when you have a job, does this mean you're employed or just like a student? I don't get. If you're employed, you can't be. You're just one or the other because you have to be. None of us stay up till two. If most people that work at a 9-to-5 job aren't up till 2 in the morning, a 9-to-5 job. Let's go with regular hours.
Okay.
So the 2 in the morning person's working during the day, noon to 8 or whatever, or 3 to 11 at night.
So what's your point is that it applies to the science we're talking about?
Yeah, I just don't understand the how you
So you don't understand that some people are night owls and some people are early birds?
Well, I think that I don't know what
you
I
don't,
am.
That doesn't make sense to you.
No, it really doesn't.
No.
Some people identify themselves as such. Since you don't identify yourself as either, just listen to the study.
I was a night owl for years, and all my friends, when I started doing mornings, they all said to me, I was 31 when I met Todd, they all said to me, you'll never wake up. You are the guy that will never wake up.
Oh.
And guess what I did? I set my alarm and woke up for 26 straight years because it's my freaking job.
So to
this day, I still get guys to me, how do you do that? I could never do that. Yeah, if you this was your job, you would do it. Yeah.
But some people are more easily able to get up in the morning. We knew a guy that for years would show up here, even after working late at night, would show up here to work every morning at 2:30.
No. Yeah, but
even after working till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but I question that person's motives.
Yes.
I think that person just wanted to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I had nothing
He was
to
here
do.
At 2:30 and spent his 8 hours here.
It had nothing to do with night owl, how his body clock worked. He just wanted to get the hell out of the building.
Why?
Same reason we want to get the hell out of the building.
No, he got here at 2:30 and spent his complete 8 hours here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he'd stay here till 10:30.
Our lifestyles might be a little different than his.
And the morning shows were over and he was done.
the Nate Road, our lifestyles are a little different than his.
Well, that's why he can be an early bird.
Yeah, exactly. A lot different.
Yeah, I got it.
That's why he can be an early bird, because his body clock functioned more in that direction than ours does.
I'd love to.
Can I get to this goddamn story?
No, I just don't.
Apparently not.
No. I gotta poop. Of course, there's science involved. I just get. And I'll let you do it, Craig.
No, it's too late now. We don't have time.
Yeah, we do. We got a couple minutes.
Wait, you don't know how long the story is.
Well, it's too long. It's too long.
It's that long. You don't have it. We don't have time.
It's getting late. We gotta go to bed.
Yeah. We don't have time.
What I'm trying to say is,
we know what you're trying to say. No. Not everybody is an early bird or a late riser. It just depends on their circumstances.
That's it. That's
so we know.
Okay, now give us the details. If you don't work at all, I'm a night owl. I would have been, but I'm not. It'd take me months now to be a night owl again.
No, it wouldn't.
How long?
I can easily, during the vacations of 1 or 2 weeks, easily get to where I'm up till midnight, 1, 2, 3.
Really? I can't.
Yeah, easily.
I don't think I could take a while.
So in that sense, I might consider myself overall a night owl, even though I force myself to be an early bird.
You're a hybrid, Craig.
You are.
Yep. Hybrid.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Absolutely. The mental willpower.
When we used to do the 2 weeks off, yeah, I could do that.
You are a career utility man.
That's somebody got to poop?
Yeah.
Somewhere. I think so, man.
Somewhere somebody's got to poop.
You want to watch?
Get to that story later.
No, we're not going to.
Okay. No, I'm really interested in that.
No, you're not.
No,
you're
right.
Lying. Yeah.
All right. We'll do it after sports.
No.
Sports is next. We'll do it.
I'll do it in sports. No.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.